With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Warning. This podcast is about the horror genre, specifically horror films. As most horror movies are filled with coarse language, violence, and/or gore, the topics and language of the cast of the pod will also reflect the genre. If you have any issues with the aforementioned warnings, please press stop. However, if you have no issue with adult language, movie violence, or the accoutrement that accompanies horror films, please feel free to continue. You have been warned.
Hey!
Oh!
Hip hop hooray! Ho! Oh. Hey! All right. So, welcome to the cast of the pod. Today's episode is going to be a little bit different. Different because one third of the dream team is not here. We're going old school with it just being Deb and myself being Josh, and Deb being
me.
Yeah, Deb being Deb. So we'll let you in on a little secret. Why is Cobweb not here? Because those of you who may or may not know, we're in two totally different parts of the country. Cobweb's in his side of the country, and we're on our side of the country, and it's kind of tough to, after having a doctor's appointment, and go, hey, let's go to the movies, Cobweb. And then he drives all the way down here for 18, 20 hours or whatever.
Just to see a movie
and then drive all the way back. So, you know, and basically that's what happened today. We had the day off of work because we had a couple of doctor appointments each. And it got right in the middle of the day. And right before we got home, it's like, let's stop and see a movie. And it's like, what movie do we want to see? It's like, well, we really don't go to the theater anymore. So let's make it a movie that's kind of worth it. And let's make it a big movie. And it's like, yes, we're going to go see Quantumania. And it was like, nah, I really don't want to see Quantumania. Deb, did you want to see Quantumania?
Not really. I'm waiting for it to come so we could see it at home.
We wanted to see a dramatic movie. A movie that had a certain oomph to it. That had acting and graphics and a gravitas of heavy emotion and everything. So what did we go see? What did we go see, Deb?
We went to go see Cocaine Bear.
Is it Cocaine Bear or is it The Cocaine Bear? Talk up a little bit.
I had the mic far from me.
Yeah. Somebody wasn't ready to pod.
Well, I thought it was close enough. I think it's The Cocaine Bear.
Cocaine Bear. Let's see. Oh, let's go to IMDb. Hold on real quick.
Oh, it's just Cocaine Bear.
Cocaine Bear.
Mm-hmm.
El Oso de Cocaina. Cocaine Bear. Yeah. It's a 2023 film. Oh, yeah. Instagram and all that stuff. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Cast the Pod. And then big shout out to our Patreons, Club 3P, the Patreon pod people. Right?
Yep.
Brendan from Upkick MMA, Sowen. Sam Haim, depending on how you want to pronounce it, Miss Black Cat, and our anonymous nobody. Thank you very much, Club 3P. We love you very much. And sorry, Cobweb's not here, but like I said, you know, we're not making enough money yet for him to jump on the cast of the pod Learjet, fly down here, catch a movie, and then fly back up. We're getting there.
Yeah, we'll be there soon.
Soon. Yeah, like two more Patreons from now, then we'll have jet money.
Yeah. Hey, no one has to know that.
Hey, Okay, so yeah, we went to go see Cocaine Bear. And even though we're not sponsored by anybody, Deb and I are not partakers of cocaine.
Nope.
But the closest thing to that would be Bill Miller's sweet tea.
Yep.
So we stopped to get some Bill Miller's caffeine sugar tea. And
as you're drinking that right now.
Yeah, as I'm drinking my Bill Miller's tea. In my 70-year anniversary Bill Miller's Texas tea mug or whatever they call it.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm looking at Cocaine Bear on IMDb, right? And it showed me the whole fucking Red Band trailer. And then it said, this video is not intended for all audiences. Enter the birth date to view age-restricted video. Motherfucker, you just showed it to me. They gave it to me. Okay, so Deb, are you there? Are you going to partake today?
Yes, I am.
All right. So the breakdown is an oddball group of cops, criminals, tourists, and teens converge on a Georgia forest where a huge black bear goes on a murderous rampage after unintentionally ingesting cocaine. Yeah. loosely based on true stories.
It's based on true stories, so Bear really did that, right? But mm-hmm. I mean, he didn't go on a killing spree though, right?
I don't know. So you know who the director of this film was?
What?
The blonde lady from Modern Family, the mom.
Oh.
Elizabeth Banks?
Yeah. Well, I saw the name, but I didn't
know who it was. Boz from Charlie's Angels.
Yeah.
The mom from Brightburn. Gail from Pitch Perfect. Rita Repulsa from Power Rangers, the movie. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
No.
I didn't know that either. I didn't know.
I was just saying, yeah.
Yeah. So Paris from Magic Mike XXL. Effie Trinket from Hunger Games.
I know who she is. You don't have to say the whole.
Yeah, she was the director of the movie.
All you had to say is Modern Family.
Written by Jimmy Warden, stars Kerry Russell, Aiden O'Shea Jackson Jr.
That's Ice Cube's son, right?
Yep. Okay. So Kerry Russell, you know who she is, right? She was the mom from Felicity and Mission Impossible 3.
Yes, I know who she is.
And Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. I knew that. Oh. Because I saw it here on IMDb. And then Aiden Ehrenreich. He is from Hail Caesar. Oh, he was the guy that played Han Solo in that Solo movie. I'm not going to blame him for that. What?
You? Can we just go with the movie?
I wasn't a big fan of that Han Solo movie, but I'm not going to blame that guy for it. I knew he looked familiar, though. You know who that was, right?
No.
That was the son to Ray Liotta.
Yes, Eddie. Yes. Eddie. I thought you were talking about something else. I was like, what are you talking about?
How come David's name was David?
I don't know.
David.
Are we going to talk about the movie now?
David. What is there to talk about? Cocaine Bear. Every single thing. Isaiah Whitlock Jr. was Bob, the cop. I liked him.
Yes.
Spoiler alert, you have been warned. Bob dies.
Aww. Well,
I don't know that if they officially said that he died, but I'm pretty sure he died.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he died.
His dog.
So, you know how you said Elizabeth Banks is the one that, right?
Yeah.
Peter is also in Modern Family.
Jesse Tyler Ferguson.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. And what's your point?
You were saying who everybody's in, what movies they are. And I just wanted to, like, hey, look at me.
I know
a movie too.
Okay. You know who else was in this movie?
Who?
Margot Martindale. She was Ranger Liz.
Yes.
That's one of those people that you're like, hey, that's her.
I don't know where she's from, but yeah, I know her.
She was the mom mm-hmm. from Walk Hard, the Dewey Cox story. She was Maddie Faye Atkin from August Osage County. I ain't never seen that shit. But I seen her in everything else.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else?
She's really good.
Now I'm going to have to go through every single thing that she's been in.
Let's just get to this podcast.
She's the voice of Ma Beagle from DuckTales. Woo. No, yeah, that makes sense. Okay, so this guy that looks just like, all right, all right, all right. is in an airplane that's going down, and he throws all the cocaine that he's got in these red bags with rainbow arm stripes. Remember when that rainbow pattern was like on suspenders, everything. On everything before it got claimed?
Yes. It was, yeah. So
and now if you sport the same thing, they're like, oh, I didn't know you're an ally. I'm like.
I just like the colors.
Well, I mean, it doesn't mean you're not a quote unquote ally, but I mean, sometimes you just want to wear a rainbow to wear a rainbow. It ain't no, no meaning to nothing.
Yep.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm drinking my sugar tea.
It's like really hot in here.
Yeah. And so if you're listening to this, it's either on Cast of the Pod or on the Josh and Deb cast or on Bucket of Podcorn. And yeah, because we're going to put it on all three of them just because we can. It's our podcast.
We can do it.
Yeah. So they he throws out all these bags of cocaine from the airplane as it's going down.
He's all dancing.
Over Blood Mountain, Tennessee. And as he's jumping out of the airplane, hits his head on the top of the plane.
Passes out.
Knocks himself the fuck out. And
falls out.
Falls to his death. Right. Mm-hmm. So then Ray Liotta's like, that's my fucking cocaine. And blah, 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 lost it. And he calls his number two guy, which is O'Shea. Right.
Yep.
And he's like, oh, go pick up my son who's mourning his wife that just passed away from cancer and go pick up my cocaine. And O'Shea's like, he's not in a good mood. His wife just died yesterday.
He's like, what did he say? He said
he's still mourning.
He's like, and he quit. And he's like, yeah, she's the reason why he quit.
Yeah.
And she's already gone, so it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter now. Very Ray Liotta.
I was like, guy, his wife just died.
Rest in peace, Ray Liotta. Shut up, dog. And there was a much cuter dog in the movie than you. Yep. So you got no room to be barking.
Yep.
Shut up. Okay. So this movie is exactly what you think it's going to be.
Yep.
And at the same time, it's not. Like, the boring parts of this movie are so boring. And I was personally like, why are we watching this? I didn't think I was going to get let down like this. And then the good parts of the movie happen, and I'm like, this is exactly what I was looking for.
But the boring parts to me, I was bored, but I was like, okay, it has to, like, this is, they're just trying to tell you the story.
The boring part, that's what I was getting to. The boring parts were worth it, and they were needed.
Yeah. But they were still a little boring, but you still, like, you were still at the edge of the seat because you wanted to see, okay. And then they showed you, like, right away about the bear and stuff, so you knew that was coming.
You know what caught me off guard? When they showed the two young kids, one of the kids was talking shit. They find a brick of cocaine, and they're like preteens or something, right?
Yeah,
they're like 12-year-olds old,
like junior high kids,
like that. And little blonde ass kid, curly locks in his hair. He looks familiar. I'm not gonna look him up right now because we're talking about the movie. And he's like, on the streets.
It looks different.
Yeah. And she's like, what do you know about the streets? How do you do this? And he's like, I don't know. You eat it. And that's how I normally do it, he says.
Yeah. And then she was like, well, here, do it. He was like.
And they tear open the bag. Gets like this big scoop. And he tells her, you do it. And she's like. Oh. She spits it out. And then she's like, now you do it. And he gets it. Oh.
He spits it out. He's like, this is so much different than on the streets.
Than on the streets. It's just a movie, kids. Do not. Oh, my God. The funny part is when you first see the bear after that, it just bolts by. Did you notice it was in the background? Like,
it was running. Pew. But, I mean, it happened. Like, it happened fast because it starts off with, like, after the credits and stuff. Like, you see
there's a whole bunch of
tourists.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of character development. It's like, character development.
No, but it started off, like, really, like, the beginning of the movie. The bear had already, like, killed people.
Oh, yeah, because there's, like, this Florgan Borgen guy. from Florgen Borgenville. And he's with this girl, and they're all like, oh, when we have kids together, we're going to name, if it's a boy, we're going to name it Texas. And he's like, Texas, what kind of a name is that? I thought that was like a state. And the funny thing is, as soon as they said that, on the bottom of the screen was the name of Dee Dee. Her real name was Brooklyn Prince. And it's like, he's talking about, what kind of name is Texas? And ironically enough, there's Brooklyn.
And you're like, what kind of name is that?
Okay, so the little blonde kid is the one from Sweet Tooth, that Netflix show where he's like a goat, deer, whatever thing. Gus?
Nope.
He's from, yeah, yeah.
Don't know it.
He's also from Descendants. He's Squeaky.
Never seen it.
I know. Shut up, Deborah. Go Hadouken one of those dogs.
Hadouken.
He was also Lucas Kellinger from Supernatural. That's probably like one episode. I was expecting you to be like, oh, yeah. Because I'm not here. Oh, you're not connected? You're not connected. Deborah's going to the other room to go guilt trip our dogs into the shame of not barking during the podcast. But honestly, though, this movie has the attack scenes that you're thinking of. It has the pupils dilating, cocaine clouds of residue coming out of the bear's nose. And the reason why we're splitting this up between Cast of the Pod, Josh and Deb cast, and Bucket of Podcorn is because it's listed as a thriller and a comedy. But this movie has there's a lot of blood in this movie. There's a scene when Peter's hanging down upside down from the tree and the bear bites him on the thigh and then it bites him in the nuts and blood's just rushing forward from his lower extremity because he's hanging upside down from his lower body to his head. And then his knee to his foot falls down, completely ripped off of his body. And then he falls out of the tree and head first. You see the whole thing just...
That was bad.
And then the bear falls on top of him and keeps on eating him.
Yep.
The opening scene when Texas's mom, she gets attacked by the bear and Florgen Vorgen Borgen gets away. But it's eating her. There's blood all over the place. And there's her leg goes flying across the screen. There's people's stomachs getting ripped open and bears eating their intestines. And there's a big chunk taken out of the ranger lady's ass.
Oh, yeah. And it's all scratched.
There's somebody getting shot in the head. You see
it? Yes. And then O'Shea, his fingers.
O'Shea gets shot in the hand. His fingers get blown off.
It's a lot of blood. Throughout the whole movie.
So I think this qualifies for some strange definition of gore or horror or something.
Yes, I think it classifies as horror.
Yes.
Oh, there was a couple parts that actually scared me too. Like I literally jumped.
There is some thrillerness to it. Thriller. Dude, and every time they would just go to blackness in the corner, just shadowness in the corner. And then all of a sudden you see the bear just like go from the shadows to its face coming out into the sun. It just had some, like you wanted scary music to play.
Yeah.
But then every time the bear would eat like a brick of cocaine and start being horny and like rubbing on the floor and everything like that. I mean, the movie goes from 100 to 10, 100 to 10. In comedy, horror, comedy, horror, serious drama, comedy, horror.
Yep.
And yeah. Yeah, I don't know. What do you want to contribute, Deb? I think I've been talking too much.
No, you've been talking not enough. This movie, how do I even explain it? This movie is like so gory. Like there was a lot of times where I was just like, what? I can't believe they just showed that. Or, oh, what? I can't believe we just did that.
But they did.
Especially with the little kid. I was like, what? And then when the little kid climbed up the tree, well, you talked about it already, but the little kid climbed up the tree, and then that guy, and the what was his name? When he ran up the tree, like he ran up the tree all quick.
The little boy or Peter?
The Peter.
Well, that was after he got a face full of cocaine also.
But the, and he just ran up there, and I was like, and then the bear ran off the tree with the little boy and just like jumped over to the next tree and then just climbed up, grabbed him.
You want to hear the funny thing?
What?
The ambulance driver, what was her name? Kay Young Kim. Mm-hmm. She played Beth in Cocaine Bear. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at some of the other stuff she's been in. I'm like, where do I know her from? What do I know her from? She was the god. She was the new media god from American Gods. Right? Uh-huh. But some of the earliest stuff she did, she was in We Bear Bears.
We Bear Bears.
I just thought that was funny.
That is funny. Never seen it. Don't know it.
Me neither, but it's about bears. But
it's funny.
And she's in the Cocaine Bear movie. She can't get away from bears.
The bears.
But, all right. We're going to keep this short and simple.
Yes. I think everybody should. Well, not everybody, but... If you saw the trailer and you think you want to watch it, you should watch it.
And you probably do want to watch it.
Because it was pretty good.
So, calculator doom time, Deborah.
Okay. I'll go first.
What do you give it?
An 8.
You give it an 8. Mm-hmm. Right? I'll give it an 8. But then I'll also give it a 1. But then I'll also give it like a 30. Because the goods are good and the bads are bads. And the mediums are still pretty good bads.
Yeah. Give it an 8.
Okay.
I give it an 8 all around.
All right. It's an all around 8. But it's no Schindler's List.
No.
It's no...
It's not the greatest movie in the world.
Toy Story 3 Schindler's Toy Box. It's no Rosebud.
No. It's a movie like when it comes, you know, when it comes out on Netflix or, you know, it's a movie just to have, like, you want to watch it. When it comes out to streaming, I'll probably watch it a couple times.
Definitely. You
know, especially just to have it in the background or whatever.
We paid $14.50 for both of us to see it.
Yeah.
Matinee, was it still matinee price that late in the day?
Yeah.
Wow, nice. Did we just catch it at the very end or what?
Yep. It was the last one before the regular prices.
Nice.
Yep.
All right. So that was Elizabeth Banks' film, Cocaine Bear, the 2023 film about a bear and cocaine. You know, spoiler alert, the title is the movie.
You think there'll be a part 2?
Well, they already confirmed that they're going to do Meth Gator or something like that.
I was joking, but okay.
Oh, my bad. All right. So until next time, I'm Josh.
And I'm Deb.
You have been warned. That's a catchphrase from Cast of the Pod. So if you're listening to this on Bucket of Podcorn or Josh and Deb Cast, go over to Cast of the Pod. Give us a like.
Yep.
Or if you're on Cast of the Pod, go to the other ones.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. So until next time.
Peace. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Dos vidania.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.